such a useful event. It was such a inspiring thing to hear people talking about what they had done. And at the end, it broke into a discussion about conversations they had had and interactions they had had with people about issues that before you came, many people thought were something that you couldn't talk about, something that was a taboo. And I think that the real goal of an event like this, where we're focusing on discussion, is to realize that you are concerned about racial issues. You're concerned about white people, and that's not a bad thing. It's not an issue that you have to be afraid of talking about, and there are ways to do it extremely effectively. There are ways that you can go out that without being a hero or an activist or being in a newspaper, you can be effective just by saying the name of certain things, using the word anti-white, and realizing that if you know what to say, if you're confident in talking points, if you're confident in speaking about what it means to become a minority in every white country in the world, you will always have the moral high ground. You will always be righteous for doing that. It's not a taboo that you have to be afraid of. It's something that you are right to say. In an organization where people come together and talk about how they can say that is the most effective and most inspiring thing that I have attended. It was something that I thought was really nice. And when we left and we met at dinner, that was all people were talking about, is way interactions they had had in the past, interactions they would have in the future, and I think that's the most effective thing that can possibly be done. Speak its name. Speak white genocide. Speak white issues. Speak becoming a minority in all white countries. And that's, you have committed a monumental act. You have done something that very few people are willing to do, and because of that, you've made a momentous change in the fabric of society and the universe. And that is it's an important thing to realize when you come here. My father mentioned Bretton Woods, and Sam Dixon made a comment in an email that I got about that article talking about the some kind of illicit gathering, and they organized our beliefs into five contemporary strains. It was very useful of them to do that. I was wondering what strain I was a part of. And he made a comment that they said the ADL and whoever else was talking to the newspaper was speculating about why they might have met in Tennessee. And it might have been because of this. It might have been because in the 1860s, Forrest founded the Klan after the Civil War. It might have been because there was a nice waterfall. Sam mentioned it might have been because the Highlander Folk School was in Tennessee. I don't know how many people are familiar with that. It was a very effective school that brought people together in Tennessee and gave them talking points, talked about tactics, ways that they could go out and be effective. Things came from that, like the Alabama bus boycott. Very effective PR tactics, very effective things to say, and that's what people like Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks went to do, to talk about ways that they could be effective for their cause, that they could be morally righteous in the newspapers, and ways that they could win. And he mentioned that, and it brought to mind that last year when we were organizing this seminar, that is actually one of the things that we were thinking of. Not to model ourselves after the Highlander Folk School, but this is a very nice place in the mountains to get together on a mountaintop overlooking the scenery behind us, where you can be among people who are concerned about the same issues you are, even if you find opposition out there, and you can talk with other people who have thought about the talking points, who have thought about ways that you can be effective, and you can spend the day, I think, especially in Tennessee, on the model of the Highlander Folk School. And I think that's important to think about. Today we're gathered here to think among people who are also not afraid to talk about white genocide, becoming a minority in every white country, what that means, and whether it should be talked about, whether it should be an issue that people should be concerned about. And that's what people agree on in here. And a lot of people in here out do active things. and even more people hear no effective things to say. And that is the real key, having the effective things to say. Your words are very powerful. And speaking when other people don't speak makes them that much more so. If you are willing to say something in an effective, confident, morally righteous way when everybody else won't, your words could resound in ways you don't know. And that's what we're thinking about today. Effective things you can say, effective ways you can stand while saying them, places you can go, and ways that you can do that in a way that makes you a hero without too much sacrifice, I think, if you don't want to do that. And that is in the spirit that we're going to open up today. The first speakers of the day are going to be Bob Whitaker and Horace the Avenger. Horace is something of a rock star among people who follow such things, who follow talking points and practical politics. Horace is a man who I could imagine in a football stadium with 75,000 people flashing camera lights as he stands in a stage in the middle with a headphone saying, "You can do this. If you believe, you can say that," and people standing up and cheering. I can see that. Horace is one of the people who I find very inspiring, one of those people I've met in my life who I find very inspiring and who has an effective message and who tirelessly pushes that on the internet. He is an acolyte of Bob Whitaker, who is a man who has, as it says on here, the mastermind behind Bob's Underground Graduate Seminar. And Bob's Underground Graduate Seminar is an online place for the few and the elite who go out on the internet and stick to their talking points, who effectively use the message of white genocide, who use the word anti-white when they're talking about their opposition in YouTube comments, who use repetition even when they feel like they've said it a million times too many and they keep saying it one more time. And Bob created that on the internet, and Horace magnified it with his microphone. And that is a real movement on the internet. That's a real cause that people gathered around. And I really like the fact that no matter how you feel about bugs or whether you participate or anything, it's still a fact that those people have affected all of our discussion. For the first time in my memory of going to these conferences, when I talk to people, the discussion is almost always on some form of talking points, almost always on what you can say that's effective to expand the message, to talk to people, and the fact that you need to say it. And that's something that I attribute in large part to the work those people do on bugs, because that's their whole thing. They don't have debates, they don't have discussions, they go out and they post the message. They give people the message, they give people the mantra, and they don't care if you don't want to hear it again. They don't care if the opposition says, "Oh my God, that's so unfortunate, I don't want to hear that and you're making me feel bad." They just say it again. They say it again. They're pesky that way. And they're so effective. And you can tell that they're effective based on the fact that everybody in these circles talks about ways that we can all be more effective. And that's how they've influenced things. Horace is going to speak first, and he's going to talk about what he has been working on, things that have been expanding in his work, his animations, a lot of his work. I'm fascinated to hear it. And Bob Whitaker is going to speak afterwards, and then they're going to open it up to questions.